cents over spot. Delivered to buy a box of 500 silver eagles. So we have to calculate at the time you want to buy. Here's what spot is. We'll agree on that. We're going to add...
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to tonight's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, March 2nd, 2011 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Picking up from last night, kind of continuing on. Hopefully that was interesting. Quite a bit of information, I would say. It all kind of ties together. Not in the archives yet. I'm working on that, but... In fairness, it was a lot of information, so I'll have that up shortly, but I did want to kind of continue on, pick up and continue on. I mentioned some documents over at RAND, the RAND Corporation website last night, and we've heard a number of voices. In fact, I should play, speaking of last night's broadcast and, as I would call him, the most vilified, most outspoken 9/11 truther in recent history. That's, of course, Muammar Gaddafi, at least in my opinion, because we played the UN speech, his UN speech, September 23rd, 2009, some of the excerpts during which he obviously alluded to the fact that the folks that were involved in the September 11, 2001 attacks weren't from Afghanistan, weren't from Iraq. So he's asking the question, why then Afghanistan? Why then Iraq? And all kinds of other questions surrounding the facts of what has happened. Osama bin Laden, so many other names, of course, you heard, during part eight of the YouTube version of that speech, or the YouTube copy that we played. So many names that have been essentially assassinated or eliminated over the years. He's saying we should open these files. We should find out why have all of these people been eliminated. So we could probably play the Ahmadinejad speech, same thing, when he, I forget exactly how he put it. Something to the effect of, a coterie of folks. That wasn't his word, but that was what my mind thinks. It was the same flavor though. The small minority is what it was, I think, he called them. And that was a UN speech as well, basically talking about the same kind of subject matter. But you know, when George Bush calls somebody something and people don't take time to find out for themselves, of course we have all of these sound bites that just bounce around inadvertently without facts being necessary, apparently. I wonder how many people have listened to these UN speeches. It's interesting. I'm not saying, as I've said before, I'm not a sympathizer or a supporter, but I think it's interesting what gets told sometimes in these places. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. Stick around. We're right after this break.
Introducing...
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
I think we will play that clip, actually. It was the same episode. That was, remember, that was a bizarre moment at the UN. You know, Gaddafi's speech was just incredible. I mean, you just don't hear that kind of stuff at all. Certainly not from world leaders. Certainly not from, you would think, I suppose. Anyway, I should say, you don't. Most people wouldn't think you'd hear that kind of a message from the mouths of world leaders, from a UN podium, broadcast worldwide through C-SPAN and virtually every major mainstream press outlet. But there were some weird, I don't even know what word to use. Some very strange things that kind of happened around those speeches. Anyway, I want to play Ahmadinejad's, a little excerpt from his speech real quick, and we'll get back into the subject of nation building, because I mentioned the IMF entry last night during last night's broadcast. In light of all of this nonsense, the position sympathetic to nation building and warmongering, and so anyway, I want to get back to basically connecting that and the nation building subject matter. It's very interesting. When RAND celebrated its 60th anniversary, its 60th birthday, the subject of nation building at the RAND Corporation was a big brag. Most people think we just sit around and think stuff up all day and sit. We're actually really good at nation building over here. We dream up nation building really well. What? I can't even believe that that would be something that would be announced publicly, let alone bragged about. So anyway, without getting too far off track and getting into that, let's hear from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at his UN speech. I think it was the same speech or same event, excuse me, that Gaddafi spoke at. So if you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
It is unacceptable that a small minority should dominate the politics, economy, and culture of vast parts of the world through a complicated network and establish a new form, in fact, of slavery and harm the reputation of other nations, even European nations, and the United States to attain its racist ambitions. It is not acceptable that some who are several thousands of kilometers away from the Middle East should send in troops for military intervention and for spreading war, bloodshed, aggression, terror, and intimidation in the Middle East, in our region, while blaming the protests of nations within the region that are concerned about their fate and their national security as a move against peace and as interference in others' affairs. Such perspectives are baffling.
Very interesting. And there was much, much more. I mean, a lot of, again, you know, just like I said last night, a lot of 9/11 truth people, groups, individuals posted that speech all over the place. You can find that on YouTube, posted by several YouTube users. And it was the same UN General Assembly address, September 23rd, 2009. But remember the hype that was, and again, getting back to the last couple of nights, the subject matter of, if you don't want someone to listen to something, what do you do? Ahmadinejad was described as, you know, the devil and a dictator, and all kinds of horrible terms were associated with his name, and yet he's invited onto American soil in light of all of the, well, the scare tactics, as I would call them, that have been used or were being used, especially at that time, to describe him. And the situation with Iran being tense at that moment, and I like, you know, it's interesting, speaking of that and that moment, September 23rd, 2009, I still go back to that speech that, or that interview, excuse me, Wolf Blitzer on CNN Situation Room interviewing retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner, who teaches at several war colleges, who on CNN, when Wolf Blitzer said, what would it take, you know, for the order to be given to go into Iran to start military ops? And Gardner said, it's already been given. I think that was September of 2008, September 18th, somewhere around there. He said he'd just written a report for the Century Foundation on that subject, and he, you know, here's a guy who's probably in a pretty good position to know. That was interesting. He basically said the war with Iran was already underway, and his report was titled "The End of the Summer of Diplomacy: Assessing U.S. Military Options on Iran." Again, published by the Century Foundation, which obviously is another one of these think tanky organizations that, you know, gives us so many wonderful things like these kinds of things. But it was interesting. Actually, I think it was further back. No, it was 2006. That's right. Because during the interview, Sam Gardner said that it's already underway. It's already, the order's already been given. And there's strong evidence to believe that we've been conducting military operations probably going back at least 18 months, he said. And that was in 2006. I remember that reaches back to about 2004. So it was significantly earlier. Anyway, that's kind of a tangent. So anyway, but we know that for the last several years, the situation has been tense with Iran. I throw that out because it's always interesting to come back to that. Most people are not aware that that was ever something that was put out in the public. And Sam Gardner defended his position very well when rebutted by Wolf Blitzer. So if you haven't seen that video, you can find that on YouTube, CNN. I don't know. Maybe we'll play that during this broadcast. CNN interview with retired Colonel Sam Gardner, Iran war underway. There's that title and several others like it that it's been posted under on YouTube. So, and most of them are between like a 4 and 7 minute clip, I think. Anyway, so back to Ahmadinejad and his remarks. Same flavor. And same, you know, vilified by the Western press. Like I said, you know, this is persona non grata showing up on American soil to give a speech at the UN. And what does he say? And it's my understanding, and I've said this over and over, I'll throw this out just kind of parenthetically. It's my understanding, and when this started to knock around initially, I really tried to do some research. I still haven't found out to my satisfaction. I haven't been able to cross-check it. But I don't speak Farsi. It's my understanding the words that were spoken were somewhere more along the lines. Not that he didn't say that he wanted to wipe Israel off the map. That was basically fanning the flames of a fomented conflict, the one that Albert Pike wrote about to Giuseppe Mazzini, spurious or otherwise, the Third World War being fomented primarily between exploiting, you know, these agitations between political Zionism, which has come to be recognized as the modern state of Israel, and Islam, or radical Islam, or whatever specious term you want to give to that, both of which are contrived, by the way. Because have you ever watched Muslim people? Go, please, somebody find me some radical Muslim person. You hear about people who have defected, or we hear from people who have defected and those kinds of things. If you listen to their story and fact check and dig a little bit, the intelligence community is always there. Just like the clip that we played from Brzezinski jumping out of a helicopter in Pakistan, that clip from the news, news coverage of that event back in 79, played that clip last night, played it before, you've heard it, it's on YouTube, same thing. You know, Hillary Clinton last night admitting, we played that clip, Hillary Clinton on with Greta Van Susteren, the July 19th interview with Greta Van Susteren where she basically, Hillary Clinton says, well, you know, in fairness, we have to take some responsibility for this because we created the enemy we're now fighting. Those are the kinds of people that you find. So it's a contrived, fomented conflict that's had the flames fanned for a long time. But why? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
So the question is, why? Why the fomented conflict? Why all of this? What's happening? You know, the conflict allows for misdirection or indirection, I think, as Jim Rickards would put it. Remember that ominous forensic economist, I would call him? Over at Omnis, the interview, September of 2009 on CNBC. That was the one to watch. 6 minutes and you get 20 years of the future laid down from a crystal ball, and it's probably going to happen exactly as he spelled it out. So why that? Why all of this nation building talk at Rand? I mentioned some of the monographs you can find over there. Here are some, if you dig around on the subject of nation building, here are some that I've mentioned in recent years on the subject. Women in Nation Building. These are from Rand. There are others, but we'll pick on Rand for a second. Women in Nation Building. These are monographs or documents that you can actually download these and read them for yourself at RAND. I've put out excerpts from these that are just shocking. After the war, nation building from FDR to George W. Bush, that's a great one, right? And you start reading these, and you realize quickly that virtually every hot spot that has been created by the intelligence community, the conflict that's been fomented, the flames that have been fanned, suddenly there's, you know, the whole thing burns down, and then the mop-up crew comes behind, and you have RAND and Brookings and CSIS, the Hoover Institution, the Century Foundation, and on and on and on, all writing these monographs years in advance, explaining, detailing, well, you know, if this were to happen, then you gotta be kidding me. So, some of the titles. After the War, Nation Building from FDR to George W. Bush, The Beginner's Guide to Nation Building, The UN's Role in Nation Building, Europe's Role in Nation Building, America's Role in Nation Building, The RAND History of Nation Building, A Guide to Nation Building. How about Nation Building for Dummies? There's really a monograph titled Nation Builder, The Beginner's Guide to Nation Building. The Beginner's Guide to Nation Building. Nation Building for Dummies, basically. Can you believe it? It's true. RAND monograph, MG557, if you're interested. The Hoover Institution, as I mentioned, there are some over there, bottom-up nation building, and many others. So why? Why is the world being ground up and remade into what kind of an image? Why this conflict? Why fanning the flames? Again, you know, the modern state of Israel. I beg to differ. I think John Hagee's off his rocker if he thinks Israel was created in a day, because the simple fact is people have been working on it for at least 150 years before that. There was a family that purchased 90,000 acres of land that, you know, later was used for that end. Back, I think it was, what was it, 1832, I want to say, roughly, off the top of my head. You know the family I'm talking about. Guy, you know, goes off to rabbinical school. Father gets sick, leaves the rabbinical school to come run his father's business, likes it so well, winds up changing his name to Daddy Shingle, basically, out front. You know the family. So they bought 90,000 acres, right? You come forward a few years, there was a lot of malfeasance going on in the decades between, but, you know, come forward to the first and second Zionist Congress, where they were flying the Israeli flag, essentially. Very, very subtle differences, but essentially the same flag in 1897 and 1898. Come forward after the First World War, which was contrived, and you have the Balfour Declaration that Carol Quigley said wasn't even authored by It wasn't authored by Balfour. It was authored by Milner, right? According to Quigley, who again is a person who probably knew what he was talking about. But what was the point? It being clearly understood that nothing will be done to what? Of existing non-Jewish people? Has that held true? I mention that excerpt from the Balfour Declaration all the time. When was that? How much later was that? Was Israel supposedly created in a day? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, I'll stop speaking in tongues, but seriously, I'll stop speaking in code, right? So Israel supposedly, allegedly, just magically just appeared out of nowhere. Now I'm being a little facetious. In 1948, right? But we're talking about the Balfour Declaration, making a stop there real quick. Already went back. You know, these are very big jumps, obviously, but there's a lot in between, and this is real history. So you have the Balfour Declaration at the close of World War I, which again itself was contrived. This Balfour Declaration was contrived, but the excerpt that I always come back to, in light of the conflict, the fomented conflict, and I think Gaddafi, yeah, is a great idea. You know, Israel team might be the answer. At least they're not divided and conquered. There might be something to that. Anyway, so here's the excerpt. You know, this is the Balfour Declaration. His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavors to facilitate. You can hear the theme from James Bond playing in the back of your mind, can't you? Anyway. And will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object. It being, here is the excerpt, key on this, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine or the rights and political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country. Nothing has been further from the truth since November 2nd, 1917. So that's a bunch of nonsense. And then you skip forward to 1920 to the British Mandate, and then 28 years later, poof, magically, Israel appears on the map. Yeah, right. It's nonsense. It's absolute, utter, fictional accounts of history. But then, again, you have to, as I said before, you have to stop off at the behest of Georgetown University history professor Carol Quigley, historian for Old School Bad Guys and Bill Clinton, oh gosh, what's the word? What do you call that? What's the name? So you have the Sorcerer's Apprentice. The apprentice's lead is, anyway, you know what I'm saying. So Carol Quigley said, he explained in the Anglo-American Establishment that the Balfour Declaration was actually drafted by Lord Alfred Milner, not Arthur James Balfour, who had been attributed to for so many years. The way the story went, according to Quigley in the Anglo-American Establishment, this declaration, which is always known as the Balfour Declaration, should rather be called the Milner Declaration, since Milner, Lord Alfred Milner, was the actual draftsman and was apparently, yeah right, its chief supporter in the War Cabinet. This fact was not made public until 21 July 1937. Well, how convenient. Everyone already forgotten, and by that time we're just about to, you know, plunge headlong into full-fledged World War again, right? Everyone, everywhere. So, at that time, Ormsby Gore, speaking for the government in Commons, said, quote, "The draft, as originally put up by Lord Balfour, was not the final draft approved by the War Cabinet. The particular draft assented to by the War Cabinet and afterwards by the Allied governments and by the United States and finally embodied in the mandate happens to have been drafted by Lord Milner. The actual final draft had to be issued in the name of the Foreign Secretary, but the actual draftsman was Lord Milner," end quote. Wow. And what does that mean? Because who was he? So that's a kind of a roundabout journey to get to a point, and that point, again, circles right back around to the entry on Wikipedia for the International Monetary Fund and the section therein titled Support of Military Dictatorships. The role of the Bretton Woods institutions has been controversial since the late Cold War period due to claims that the IMF policymakers supported military dictatorships friendly to American and European corporations and other anti-communist regimes. And there's more. Critics also claim that the IMF is generally apathetic or hostile to their views of human rights and labor rights. And there's more, and there's more. I mean, that was essentially what Gaddafi was saying in 2009 in his UN General Assembly speech. It was essentially, in part, what Ahmadinejad was saying, right? I'm not saying that I condone anything or that I'm a supporter or a sympathizer of either one of these characters, because again, when push comes to shove, when we really can get right down to brass tacks, it's kind of a turf war. It's the Gambinos and Genoveses kind of, you know, it's a pushing and shoving turf war match. So You know, it's interesting. When you start talking like this, people, everybody, somebody wants to say, oh, so you like this guy. Or, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's interesting, his remarks in light of this subject matter. And then again, you jump over to the RAND Corporation and you see all of these monographs on nation building that seem to coincide as well. And there's so much more. It's unbelievable. You know, for, I don't know, posterity's sake, perhaps, I think we'll play the Sam Gardner clip that I mentioned earlier, real quick. Again, while you listen for yourself, we've played it before, but here it is, Sam Gardner on CNN Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer back in September of 2006, talking about the situation with Iran. Go ahead, please.
In the new issue of Time magazine, the possibility of war with Iran is on the cover. How likely is a U.S. military strike, and would it lead to all-out war? Joining us now is retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner. He's taught strategy and military operations at the National War College, the Air War College, and the Naval War College. Colonel, thanks very much for coming in. You've just prepared a paper for the Century Foundation entitled Considering the U.S. Military Option for Iran. You speak to a lot of people plugged in. What is your bottom line? How close, in your opinion, is the U.S., the Bush administration, to giving that go-ahead order?
It's been given. In fact, we've probably been executing military operations inside Iran for at least 18 months. The evidence is overwhelming.
Well, let me press you on that. When you say it's been given, the president says he wants diplomacy to work to convince the Iranian government to stop enriching uranium, to not go forward. I would tell the Iranian people that we have no desire for conflict. He told David Ignatius of the Washington Post the other day. So what does that mean, the order has been given?
We are conducting military operations inside Iran right now. The evidence is overwhelming from both the Iranians, Americans, and from congressional sources.
What is military operation? Sure. Define that.
Sure. They probably have had two objectives going back 18 months. The first was to gather intelligence. Where is the Iranian nuclear program? The second has been to prepare dissident groups for phase two, which will be the strike, which will come as the next phase, I think.
Preparing intelligence, that's understandable, using all sorts of means. They want to know what the Iranians are up to in terms of their nuclear program. But are you suggesting that U.S. military forces, special operations forces, or others are on the ground right now in Iran?
Yes, sir. Certainly. Absolutely clear. The evidence is overwhelming from lots of sources. And again, most of them you can read in the public. You know, Seymour Hersh has done good work on it, and there are lots of other people who have done that. I've talked to Iranians. I asked an Iranian ambassador to the IAEA, what's this I hear about Americans being there? He said to me, well, we've captured some people who work with them. We've confirmed that they're there.
Yeah, but you know, these guys, the Iranians, you can't necessarily believe what they're saying. They could arrest some dissidents in Iran and say these are American spies. They do that all the time.
Sure. The House Committee on Emerging Threats tried to have a hearing some weeks ago in which they asked the Department of State and Defense to come and answer this question, because it's serious enough to be answered without congressional approval, and they didn't come to the hearing. There are sources that I talked to on the Hill who believe that that's true, and it's being done without congressional oversight.
Look, I was once a Pentagon correspondent many years ago, and in those days and in these days, and as Jamie McIntyre just reported, and as you well know from your time of active duty at the Pentagon in the U.S. military, these guys are planning contingency operations for almost everything. If Canada goes to war against the United States, they've got a contingency plan.
Okay, different now. Two differences. Number one, we've learned from Time magazine today that some U.S. naval forces had been alerted for deployment. That is a major step. That's first. The second thing is the sources suggest the plan is not in the Pentagon. The plan has gone to the White House. That's not normal planning. When the plan goes to the White House, that means we've gone to a different stage.
You think it's possible there's a little psychological warfare being played on Ahmadinejad right now to rattle him, to spread the word, to put out this kind of information, to get him nervous, perhaps a little bit more agreeable to the diplomatic option?
It's possible. It's also possible that this path was selected a long time ago. You recall that even before Gulf II, that at a time when the president said, we have no plan, I have no plan on my desk, in the summer of 2002, we began bombing Iraq, Operation Southern Focus. Without congressional approval, without the UN sanctions, we went ahead and began bombing.
Well, the argument at that time was if there were violations of the no-fly zone, U.S. warplanes were flying in the north and the south, and there were rockets or anti-aircraft fire going up, they could take those out.
Yes, but it was a campaign to begin the war before the war began. And, you know, I'd suggest the evidence is there.
Right, so you see a similar pattern right now.
Exactly.
We're going to follow this closely. Colonel Sam Gardner, thanks very much. We'll look forward to reading your report that the Century Foundation is putting out as well.
Well, I guess my first question every time I hear that is, what doesn't Wolf Blitzer understand about Gardner's emphatic and resounding statement, the evidence is overwhelming? How many times does he say that in that clip? And, you know, speaking of congressional approval, we know on this network, right, you listen to this network, we know on this network, congressional approval has been a moot point probably going back to, well, since Lincoln, right? Anyway, I digress. That, I think, does kind of play into all of this. You have to, you know, wire these pieces of information together and just ask lucid questions, I think. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Daryl in Colorado. Daryl, thanks for staying up late. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. You are so correct in what you've pointed out, especially as with regard to operatives such as Wolf Blitzer, Henry Kissinger. It is so clear at this point, as you've stated many times, their connections to the Nazi movement and the British royal family. It is so obvious. I don't know why your listeners don't understand how clearly these Wolf Blitzer, Henry Kissinger, they are so affiliated with the Nazi movement and even the Ku Klux Klan. How is it that your listeners are failing to understand the point that you're trying to drive home?
Well, I'm not sure that that's exactly the point that I was trying to drive home, but and I don't know that anyone's failing to understand anything. I think that I think folks that listen to this network do a great job of really sifting through the misinformation and disinformation and getting down
and
you have
been so good in clarifying all of this for us. Now, I know that a couple of your fans on RBN are in mental institutions, and God bless them that they listen to you, they call in, and their thanks go out, and my thanks to you and you've read so many books and watched so many movies, and you have a way of connecting all of this Hollywood nonsense together with the fact that all of these people are really working as part of a Nazi German conspiracy.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think that, you know, I like the way that Henry Mankell puts it. I think that, most of us, you know, when we start pointing fingers like that, usually we're all dupes. You know, most of us are
right,
very effective proxy. Have you read, Mankell's Illuminati, The Cult to Hijack the World?
Oh, yes. And in fact, let me tell you something. I have several friends who are members of the Illuminati. Are you familiar with Lindsay Williams? Lindsay is a close personal friend of mine. And Lindsay, by the way, mentioned your name when I spoke with him a few days ago. He said that his friends in the Illuminati had told him exactly what they were going to do. And he said that that those people not only revealed their plans to Lindsay, they also revealed to them to you, and you are now disclosing them to all of us
here
on RBN.
I see. Okay. You know what, Daryl? I think we've had enough fun. I appreciate you entertaining us tonight, though. It's been great. I don't know. Go ahead. You have a closing thought?
Yeah, you're a jackass.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're cut off now because we don't use that kind of language on air, and we'll be happy not to see you again or hear from you again because it's inappropriate if you can't conduct yourself properly. I mean, we allowed you to show us your true face, so thank you. Reminds me of Cicero's words, the quote, right? Anyway, it's very entertaining. Thank you for that, Daryl, and what a bunch of nonsense. Anyway, you're the kind of person that, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, when we come back, we'll wrap up, and we'll do that with a view to getting back to the subject from the close of last week's broadcast. But first, we'll finish.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's broadcast. I got to tell you, Daryl, I think if we were to take a survey right now, there'd be many people who would call you that. And you know what Mom always said, right? When one person calls you that, ignore them. When five people call you that, better start looking for a saddle. You might want to look for a saddle, Daryl. But folks, one has to wonder what kind of person listens to a broadcast for almost an hour only to wait and call in and spew that kind of rubbish or nonsense. But I'll tell you, I'm flattered anyone would find this broadcast important enough or influential enough that it needed to be marginalized or discredited. I find that flattering. So thank you for the flattery, Daryl. Anyway, let's go back to the phones and grab John in Georgia. John, thanks for staying up late. Welcome.
Yes, I missed the last few minutes of the previous caller, so I'm not sure what he said, but the solution...
That's okay. You didn't miss much.
Okay. The solution, we could solve a lot of the problems. If we could turn one particular country into a glass parking lot, it would actually solve a lot of problems, and I'm not going to mention the country.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
We don't, you're not calling from that country, are you?
No. I'm in here in the United States.
Well, I know where you are because you're John in Georgia, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, that country is the one, the nation building that I'm talking about. It's the military industrial complex that rolls across the globe with an American or a United States better flag stamped on the side of it that is, gobbling up the world and installing democracy around the world.
Yes, but Israel controls this country, and that's sad.
Well, who controls Israel? Because, again, Israel was created.
The Zionists, right? The bankers, the Khazars, the bankers, the Rothschilds, pick your names.
Okay, but see, the problem with that, though, is that if you turn a country into a glass parking lot, you're probably wiping out a large geographic region of innocent people.
Well,
because most of those people have no involvement in that. They are, again, most of them that do are proxies.
No, I agree with you there. The problem is there are certain banker families, the ones that run the Federal Reserve, they need to be arrested. They need to be arrested. And, it's a small group. It's a small group. It goes to the Royal Crown of England, the Queen of England, the whole British Crown. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all the minions for the Rothschilds, Lazards, all the people that run the Federal Reserve.
You know what's Lazards interesting? I'm not going to dispute that. I mean, they're definitely. I think a couple of things that are interesting. What do you think about this? Anyone that's ever wielded any power or control over someone, the feeling that gives you if you're not careful, true power over someone, imagine multiplying that by a million, a billion, 6 billion. Can you imagine what that would do to someone? What do you think about that?
I understand that. It goes over their head.
So, with that in mind, I just wonder what would happen if we said no to certain things. You can't find a person these days that won't, hurt their fellow man, even in America, for a buck, basically. People say, well, what am I supposed to do? You got to make a living. What if we just said no? What do you think, John?
The Zionists murdered General Patton. I do believe that.
Yeah,
and
he was...
General Patton had the right idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, John. Appreciate your call, folks. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.